Our next public hearing is subdivision 2006-34, Rosemary Ashbrook.
This application is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, dividing 1.87 acres into two lots located south of Road 322, 1,425 feet east of Road 321. In this case, I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments from any agencies.
Mr. Chairman, the TAC committee reviewed this application January 24th of this year. That report will be made a part of the record. We've not received any additional comments.
All right, sir. Would you by any chance be Rosemary Ashbrook?
Yes, sir, I am.
I thought maybe you were. You've heard what our director and assistant have had to say. Do you have anything you'd like to add to your application?
No, I don't. I'm just hoping to get it settled to get this property put in my name. I've owned it for 2 years.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Gordy.
Explain what you're saying, trying to say as far as getting in your name.
Yes, sir. I bought this property 2 years ago, August 1st, 2 years ago.
Okay.
At the time of purchase, everything with planning and zoning was supposed to be finished. And when we went to settlement, we found out that they had had a meeting here, the owners of the property, but it was never completely finished. So we had to start back over with planning and zoning.
Okay. So the area out there now is already strip lotted? There's other houses out there now, or what?
Not at the property that I bought.
No, but I'm purchased. Saying,
I mean, yes, around. There is other homes. Not behind me, just one in front of me.
Mm-hmm. And you're proposing, what, two lots?
Well, the first lot is already the 0.84 acre belongs to the owner. The acre is what I had purchased, which would be a house behind the owner's property.
So if I understand it right, you attempted to purchase it, but it hadn't been approved by planning and zoning? And
right. Well, it was paid for and everything. It's just everything hasn't been approved. I've been waiting 2 years to get everything finished in order to get the settlement.
So why would that have to go through planning and zoning? I mean, somebody explain to me.
What's it doing here, I think, is what the man wants to know.
Back in 2002, I believe, we had an application under Earl and Linda Baker.
Yes, that's when it first started.
They got preliminary approval. They never requested a time extension or anything. The approval was voided. That's why it's back in front of us.
Okay. All right.
So they originally came in for two lots?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was approved. But nothing, no action was taken.
Never.
It's
never
expired.
Followed up with it.
Yeah.
Okay. With it.
Okay.
And so you bought it within thinking that it had been approved.
That everything was finished.
I don't have any more questions.
Okay. Mr. Smith.
And so you own the entirety of the 1.87 acres?
1 acre.
You own 1 acre of
mm-hmm.
that? I see. And that's the survey that Mr. Abbott has is what you provided?
Right.
Yes. Okay. No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Johnson?
On that survey, is it showing access to it?
For right away?
Right away.
Yes.
Okay. I have no further questions.
Okay. Mr. Burton?
No questions.
Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Couts?
No questions.
Mr. Robertson?
No questions.
All right, then. We thank you. If you'll take a seat, we'll see if anybody has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2006-34, Rosemary Ashbrook? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2006-34? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next